English.
Yes, that's right.
And but I do you still have or
No, I don't know. I'm definitely a pretty heavily Americanized at this stage in the game.
Yeah. And one thing about the tour you did together with the residents, you were talking about Australia. You recorded a single there. You did one recording, you did one solo single in Australia, and you did one together with the residents.
Actually, the single that I did was already recorded. It
Oh.
was a Canadian thing that
Yeah.
we did that was put out in Australia. It all gets rather confusing.
Yeah.
But the residents and I went into the studio one day and in a very short amount of time recorded a pretty scorching version of Man's World. And what was the other song that the residents and I did?
Jailhouse Rock.
Jailhouse Rock. They were
But and that was done in Australia.
done in
Yeah.
Australia, yes, one afternoon.
And it's only out in Australia.
Is it out there, Hardy?
Oh yeah. I saw copies of it.
Yeah, we even have copies here imported, so
Really, I'd really like to have one if you got one.
very
Oh, you don't have
expensive.
one?
No.
Very.
I've got some. Wow.
So, Hardy, the next song we're going to hear isn't actually a song, and it isn't made by the residents. So, what's the story
No.
behind it?
Well, the residents have one of their sideline things that they've gotten into, and I think it had a lot to do with actually being here in Amsterdam. The street musicians, the street organs, something that they were really interested in when they came here, and because they really saw street organs and things like that being like forerunners of the sequencer and of the the emulator, things that they used. And so it's like they suddenly said, here's history, here's the tradition that a lot of what they do is coming out of. So they started really collecting a lot of mechanical instrument music. And so I brought a tape that's actually from the museum in Utrecht. That's if people haven't been over there to check that place out, it's pretty interesting. The residents have been over there, and they are talking to people to see if they can get permission to write new material for the collection of instruments that they have over there. If that works out, it could be really interesting.
Yeah. So, but
Well,
do the residents themselves have these old instruments as well? I mean, these Peter Menten and what Speldozen.
No, they don't have anything that's like that. When they did buy a little programmable music box where you could punch cards,
Yeah.
and they've played around with that some, but they haven't really produced anything. They'd really like to get hold of the larger street organs that
But
are in the museum.
so are these street organs a really typical Dutch? You can really find them in America?
No, you can't find them in America. The only ones that you can find in America are generally like on carousels, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
There are no street organs that I've ever seen in America. But the thing is that I brought two pieces. Actually, I brought another piece because they have been recently composing on a Apple Macintosh computer that with a real sophisticated program that allows, well, it allows for reasonably elaborate composition using digitized instruments. So it's a real low quality and it's only monaural. But I brought a cassette of that, just sort of like from the point of view of comparing them. The computer program, I think that is something that they're really interested in because it looks like it's very much the direction that recording is going to be going in.
So we can make a sort of comparison how it was done in the early days and how it was done in these
Right,
days.
exactly.
Okay, well, then the next song, I'll go on in Dutch, and I say dat het volgende nummer of het volgende muziekstuk dat is te vinden op de cassette van Speel. Ik kijk eventjes. Van Speelklok tot Pierement. En het is een cassette die de residents hebben gekocht in het. Ik geloof dat het Pierement Museum is in Utrecht, waar allerlei soorten oude speeldozen staan. Dus wat je nu gaat horen zijn niet de residents, maar wel muziek waar de residents graag naar luisteren. Ja, dat was muziek van een draaiorgel en muziek waar de residents graag naar luisteren. En zoals je al gehoord hebt, Hardy zei het al, dat de residents waarschijnlijk muziek gaan schrijven voor oude piramenten. Nieuwe muziek voor oude piramenten en dat dan hopelijk een keer uitgevoerd kan worden. En misschien in Utrecht. You were just talking about the music the residents like to write for these old instruments.
Right.
Is it when will the residents not only write the music but also play the music?
Well, it's played primarily by punching cards.
Yeah.
And whether they'll actually punch the cards depends really upon the amount of commitment to the technology. It would mean learning how to punch the cards. Mm. It's possible that it would be better to have someone who's experienced in doing that to punch it from sheet music, which. Once again, it's an interesting thing back to the Apple Macintosh computer, because the computer actually prints out the music that's put into it. So it's actually possible to just give a score over to to someone to punch it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to mention that the software on the Macintosh is. That's being run on the next track that you're getting ready to play there is called Studio Sessions, which is, this is actually coming off of a Macintosh computer from a speaker that's plugged into the output of the computer. This has nothing to do with MIDI. It is not driving any other instruments at all. This is totally coming out of the computer itself without any other instruments being involved in any way. The computer is just sitting on a desk. And this is a piece that the residents have been working on, and they're using it for like a compositional technique. The quality is still pretty low, but they're using it, and will probably be re-recording some of this or things similar to this that they're writing on it. So, if you want to play that,
yeah, I'll play this.
Thank you.
Ja, muziek van een Macintosh computer. Do the residents have a lot of this modern computerized instruments? Or instruments as computers as instruments, or I don't know how to call it.
Well, yeah, they pretty much do. They're really into like sort of low-tech usage of high-tech equipment. And they're really into like sort of consumer level equipment. They don't have anything that's specially built. Like the Macintosh, it's just a Macintosh, and the program is a commercially available program.
Yeah,
I mean anyone could have it and could do the same music, you know, if they wanted to.
Mm.
So in fact the computer. Is actually the computer that was done on is actually our business computer that
Crypto Corporation.
Yeah, right. It's the Crypto Corporation's computer, and they just sort of took it over for about a week, learning this program because the programmer is a Residents fan and had brought the program by, and had demonstrated it, and so they started playing with it, and so it was impossible to get on the computer for about a week. But anyway, they're real interested in the possibilities of it, and now they're talking with Apple, trying to get Apple to give them one of the new Macintoshes, a Macintosh 2, which has a lot more memory and has more sound capability, so that they can start doing really high-quality sound recording the same way with the same technique, because it's really a different way of writing. And that's the thing they've discovered, that it makes them... The music that they write with a computer is different than what they normally write.
It makes
them think differently. So, and yeah, I like that.
And that's the thing we saw also during their last gig in Amsterdam, that they used a lot of modern equipment, and still there was Snakefinger trying to get more rock and roll into the music with his guitar. And that's that's the thing.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
Which is still
trying.
Still amazing of the residents. They used all this modern equipment, and well, I mean, Snakefinger is there to put the rock and roll in the music.
I'm there to remind of the old ways, ways.
So isn't it possible that the residents going to play a guitar again, or?
Oh, I think the residents will always play guitars, and even more than that, they'll always have need for a person who actually knows how to play a guitar, like Snakefinger does, to play the parts that they would like to be able to play but can't.
Yeah.
But just knowing how to play a guitar doesn't really help that much with the residents. You have to know how to play the guitar with the residents, which maybe you might be better off not knowing how to play guitar with other people. But somehow I think a little bit helps.
Are you also asked by other people to play guitar on their records, for instance?
Well, I do some production work in San Francisco with various people, producing various local people that I consider to be interesting or good. But I don't really generally go out and about and play guitar with anyone except for my own group and the residents, as it is a sort of a source of pleasure to me, and I wish it to continue to be that.
Yeah. Are you also listening at home, for instance, to the residents' records?
Well, to somewhat of an extent, I'm having to listen to them all the time to sort of learn and get familiar with certain bits. You know, we did 1.5 years on the road together, so so over the past 2 years or so, I haven't really been at home listening to anything for pleasure, as it were, sitting back. But I must admit, every once in a while, like a couple of years ago, I found an old test pressing in my room, and I didn't know what it was at all. And I just put it on, and I think it was Mark of the Mole, and it amazed me at how much I enjoyed it. You know, it takes balls to sit down to a meal of Residence music, but once you start eating it up, it's quite tasty.
Mm-hmm. And to what other kind of music are you listening these days?
Well, I listen to a lot of film music. That's one of my favorite things to listen to still. Mm. A lot of Bernard Herrmann and Morricone and Nino Rota. A bunch of ethnic stuff like Bulgarian and Aborigine music. And, of course, all very good guitar players. I like to listen to guitar players. Or almost any instrument if it's really well played. I like to listen to brilliant instrumental technicians, and then I try and take their more difficult licks away from them and transform them around somewhat and use them in my own style.
But do you, when you talk about guitar players, do you listen to, for instance, hard rock, or does it matter which music the guitar is in?
No, it almost doesn't matter what music it's in, as long as I consider it to be really, really inventive and interesting. I mean, there's certain things like country swing, where you get these incredible players. They're much more jazz than they are country music. Mm-hmm. They have these incredible senses of humor, and they take off into a solo like they're going completely berserk. They're very funny and very interesting, and they insert an element of lunacy into their playing. I really like that sort of thing. And I listen to a lot of sort of jazz players now, because I realize they have tons of technique, and it's always very good to have a bit more technique, I feel.
Yeah. And what about, for instance, the new rap records from Run-DMC and the Beast Boys, and they are using heavy metal guitars in it?
Yeah, I must admit I listen to all that stuff too. I just happen to quite like Run-DMC and the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
I went and saw them, and they seem like pretty modern entertainment to me.
Yeah. So is it possible that we can expect some sort of thing like that from you?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I'll ever kind of sheepishly follow something just because I like it.
No, but I mean,
I'm glad they're doing it, but well, you know, I like the rhythmic things. I like things with sort of basic beats and things in them. And I have no doubt I'll be using as much of that sort of stuff as possible. I know I already do. And one tends to find oneself getting a little heavy metal whether one likes it or not when one's a guitar player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I think the next recording is a very old recording. I hope I'll cue it all right. I think it's a recording from 1882, something like that.
1882, that's pretty old.
Okay, let's listen to it.
Thank you. Вечерний вияр. Het jaarlijkse rondje Zinekeer waarnaar ik allemaal heb geluisterd dit jaar kwam weer langs op de socials deze week. Ons muziekjaar is nog lang niet voorbij en nog niet gerapt. We hebben dus weer een berg nieuwe favorieten gevonden voor jullie. Goedenavond en welkom bij Signaruis. Beginnen doen we met een plaat die we vandaag vonden op de vroegmarkt Standardized van het Franse artrock collectief Stuffed Foxes. Op dit album balanceert het zestal het tours op de slappe koorten tussen No Wave, Noise, Psychedelica en Shoegaze. Perfect voor ons dus. En ze moeten zich dan ook niet anders voordoen dan ze zijn op dit Pretend to be a Dog Gamel van Stuffed Foxes.
Little clean and she's never had a sin. Only the blood of the Savior stained her lips. She appears to me in a dead confetti sea, singing country karaoke through the mist of the coffin fog machine. Disco lights drift like flares on the braided halo in her hair.
Trouwe senior luisteraar herkent dit meteen. Dit was Bambara, dat al in verschillende van onze eindjaarslijstjes opdook door de jaren heen. Voor dit jaar is het te vroeg, want enkel deze single is voorlopig uit, Pray to Me. De nieuwe plaat die is voor april volgend jaar en dan in mei spelen ze in de Brusselse Abbey. En dat ze in Frankrijk ook coole muziek maken, mocht Stuff Foxes al bewijzen aan het begin van deze uitzending. Het trio Eat Girls uit Lyon doet ook haar duit in het zakje. Op hun debuut, Ario Silencio, is het heerlijk meewiebelen met een mix van kraut, dub, postpunk en minimale synths. Dit is een van de nummers die ze in hun appartementje opnamen, Earthcore van Eat Girls. Eat Girls mocht Blank hier het tempo serieus optrekken. Virtual Signaling was een heerlijke brok feministische coldwave en trip-hop van Mano Pedrono. Het vorige decennium hing ze vooral rond in Brighton, maar ondertussen is ze terug verhuisd naar haar roots in Normandië. De plaat werd uitgebracht bij Luik Music. En we blijven hier rondhangen in gebieden waar Frans de voertaal is, maar we steken wel de oceaan over naar het Canadese Montreal. Daar komt het trio Pnoum vandaan. Echt veel Fransen wordt er niet gezongen op hun debuut Energy. Dit is het openingsnummer van die platen John Machine van Pnoum.